Now, we're joined on the line by Ireland South MEP for the Green Party, Grace O'Sullivan. She believes that every riverside town in Ireland should get its own Lido. Good morning to you, Grace. First of all, Grace, am I right in saying a Lido, it's an outdoor swimming pool?
That's right, Tressa. It's an outdoor swimming pool, and they're becoming very, very popular across Europe. And really, it's, I suppose, one thing I would always propose is a decent sized outdoor swimming pool. So, like, ideally, a place like Cork, for instance, the proposal they have on the table is for a 50 meter outdoor swimming pool. And then there would be, you know, there'd be kind of a recreational or a leisure facility around it. So, on a day like today, you know, with the warm weather, people could sit out in a very safe environment. And they could, you know, enjoy the sun and meanwhile have the pool facilities available to them. So, yeah, it's a concept. I think the word comes from the Italian word for outdoor beach or something. So, yeah.
And you said that every riverside town should get its own Lido-style bathing area by the end of the decade. Is there any such suitable venue in Kerry?
Well, you know, in the end, that would be for the people of Kerry to decide. But I think there would be several possibilities. You know, I suppose you have to look at the density of population, where you'd get people that, you know, enough people in a town are to be able to enjoy the facility. So, I mean, if you were to go to North Kerry, you could look up around the lower River Shannon there and see would there be an opportunity, you know, up maybe Ballybunion area could be a possibility. Because it's not, I think what I want, the point I want to make is that this would be a very safe facility where people would have the ability year-round to avail of a very good recreational and like sport facility, really. So Ballybunion could be one. You could look down in Killorgan, the River Lawn there, you know, down around Killarney. You could look at really any water body. Now, I'm seeing these Lidos across, you know, different places. Like, for instance, in Amsterdam on the river, in the city, you now have like an open water bathing area. And the beauty of it, Tressa, is that it means the water quality has to be in good condition to support swimming and that recreational benefit. And one of the things I'm hearing, just last week I had a meeting with the promoter of the Lido in Cork, and he was saying that many swimming pools, if you want to access them, and we were talking particularly, you know, about, for instance, UL or whatever, you know, people from Cork actually travel big distances to use indoor pools, and they are filling up. Like, trying to get a space in an indoor swimming pool now, because the demand is so enormously high. So to have something outdoor could be of huge benefit, and give people, you know, and the point I was making, people of all abilities the opportunity to access a good quality Lido.
So you're saying places like Killorglan, close to the River Lown, would be worth exploring, or would have the capability of being a venue for a Lido. Would they still be used, though? I mean, would they be used in November and December, or would they be simply just there for summer months? And if the weather wasn't good, if we got a bad Irish summer, they'd be just lying relatively unused.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that we are seeing such an enormous surge in swimming that these facilities would be used all year round. So, and people aren't averse anymore to swimming in the rain or swimming in very cold water. You know, this is all seen now as benefits to the health of people, you know. So for me they would be a year-round facility. Now, I mean, Tressa, you're on the Wild Atlantic Way. there on the southwest coast, which is absolutely, you know, like you see the amount of tourists around all year round. It's an all year round benefit, not only to local people, but you have a huge tourist population. So, I mean, obviously there would be, you know, feasibility study. For me, it would be really important that local people would be involved, businesses would be involved, because they might be interested in funding something like a Lido. So, you know, there's great possibilities, but it really would be up to, you know, local authorities, local people, businesses, and everyone to get back behind something like this. And that's why, again, you know, the project that's been proposed in Cork, it's a brilliant example to look at, because that's just, you know, a person who absolutely, Niall Kenny, who loves swimming, who's now swimming, he's actually swimming around the city of Cork. So you can actually swim like kind of north, south, east, right around Cork now. And the same could be for the people of Kerry, to start looking at, okay, where could we have a Lido? Where could we place one in our county? Particularly if, you know, if there is funding opportunities from the EU now in terms of recreational support mechanisms, that maybe, you know, the people of Kerry could come up with their own idea, which with Tourism Ireland, with Irish Water Safety, with Swim Ireland, with all the other recreational bodies, and come up with a really good facility that would suit, as I said, all people in Kerry, but way beyond, that would also suit the whole tourist population. And like I say, you know, I mean, obviously high summer, we get, you know, huge numbers down around Kerry, but we're seeing particularly the American tourists are happy to come to Ireland all year round.
And is there funding for such projects, for some recreational facilities such as Lido's? Is there funding from Europe, from the EU, for the, such initiatives?
There is funding for, like, regional development funding for projects with recreational benefits. And for me, the Lido, it covers so many different benefits, not only from recreation, but also for health, you know. So there is funding, and that's why I kind of jumped on this, because I thought, as I said, it's win-win. It's good. It's like, swimming's fantastic. It's very often, like, swimming in, if you have a good, safe facility like a Lido, it also lends itself to people building up their fitness to go surfing, to go canoeing, to go kayaking, to go you know, to go out and enjoy the pleasure of the wild environment around us.
Grace,
so I think it's a great opportunity.
One final question on a separate issue, if you could be brief, as we're nearly out of time. This windfall tax on energy companies, your party leader, Green Party leader, Environment Minister Eamon Ryan, is due to bring the proposal to Cabinet this morning. Do you think it will happen? Do you think the government will approve measures to ensure that there will be a windfall tax on energy companies?
I'll be brief. It should happen. It should happen. And that's that windfall profits that should happen, and then the monies that come from that should be put into social projects to support the well-being of people, and particularly in Ireland, support you know, energy security, support housing, support health, education, all that. So I think it's high time that these very profit-making businesses, that they that there is this windfall tax, and that is that flows down to other members of our communities, up to the people and the state of Ireland.